pray, foot.
What'd she say?
Something about her foot.
Well, who is she? What is she doing? Who is she?
Look, she's been here since I got up early this morning.
Well, did anybody bother to ask who she might be?
Mm-hmm, go on. Foot.
Shift at the hospital. You guys have a dog problem. Talk to
Freddie. Well, no, Freddie's not in.
She sure ain't.
All right, what's up?
Who is that?
How long she been here?
All morning.
Girlfriend is strange.
Strange, but yet familiar. Look closer, lady. The hair, the clothes.
Excuse me? Hi, I'm Kim, and you must be?
Joni. Child of God, mother of Freddy.
Good morning, sir. May I take your order, please? And while you're trying to decide, allow me to refill your bottomless cup.
Ooh, I'll have a hot, steaming helping of you. Come in.
No, no, no. Rule number one at the International Cottage of Flapjacks is don't mix hanky-panky with pancakes.
Well, this is the cottage of Wayne, and we don't have no pancakes without hanky-panky. You better explain something to me. Why does my wife have to work on Christmas Eve?
So your wife can buy you a Christmas present.
No, baby, you don't have to buy me a present. I told you, all I want for Christmas is you. Under the tree, unwrapped. And I know all you want is me, right?
Right.
Right.
So, where's my love child?
Freddie's probably at the law school library, you know, checking out books.
Yeah.
Come on, sister. She's probably at her boyfriend's checking him out. Whoa. I'm sensing a little inattention here.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Uh-huh. That's called denial. And it's all around us. You. Sister, let it out.
Let what out?
Oh, I'm sensing something deep.
You mean Lance, I break up? I'm not upset about that anymore. I mean, even though I wasted 4 years of my precious life, years I would never get back, I can honestly say that I no longer personally wish to rip his heart out of his chest on Valentine's Day. I'm over it.
There you go.
Denial. And you?
Me? Oh, I didn't break up with nobody. I'm looking for Lance's number.
Kim, share with us.
You know, well, you know, at the present, I don't feel like sharing.
Oh, I see you were raised the same way I was, to hold it in. Well, as a holistic psychologist, I urge you to let it out. Here, punch a pillow.
No, no thanks.
No, come on, we all need to do it. Here, this is for bigotry, chauvinism, injustice, Republicans, Nogahide.
Now, my mother ain't never said hello to me like that before.
You're here, you're really here. Is that a new tattoo?
Whoa.
A school of baby whales. Beautiful.
I love this tattoo, Joni. I love it.
Look at you, sister. Where'd your hair go?
I'm evolving my look. What do you think?
Oh, do your thing.
I am. Oh, Joni, I want you to meet Ron.
Ron, Kim's Ron.
Honey boom.
Look, I really have to be going. It's very nice meeting you.
Kim, are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Joni! What?
Joni!
Brother! How you doing?
You know Freddy's dad is still talking about that sweat lodge we did last
night.
Oh, so intense! The four of us, naked.
Chanting.
Releasing our toxins.
Under the full moon.
So, Freddy, what are you and Shazar doing for Christmas? I thought maybe you'd like to join your dad and me in Guatemala.
Joni, I have to tell you, Shazar and I aren't together anymore, and, Ron is my new man.
Whoa, rewind.
Listen, Joni, I got some things to do. I'll talk to you later. We'll wrap, all right?
So, Ron. Groovy to meet you, Ron.
You too, Joni. It's real groovy.
She's feeling your aura.
Oh.
All right, Miss Gilbert Wayne. In the next 8 hours, you will serve over 1,000 cups of coffee and 5,000 pancakes.
I won't be doing it all alone, will I?
Well,
sorry I'm late. Oh, hi. I'm Grace, and you're Whitey. Oh, that's cute.
Whitley, they left the L off my name tag.
We'll get you a new name tag tomorrow, if you last.
Well, Grace and I'll be working together.
No, you'll be working. As the owner's daughter, Grace will spend the next 8 hours on the phone with her boyfriend.
Hi, baby. Guess who?
Yes, it is!
So, you can see why we need someone with your experience. Now, it was 5 years at a truck stop in...
in Texarkana. It was called the Grit Stop.
How very picturesque.
Oh, no way! God!
Merry Christmas to you. Can I help you to your table? Oh, this is a lovely foursome for a window seat. How are you, sir? Good.
Kimberly. I need to talk to you over here, okay? Okay, over here.
Menus, menus. They need menus.
Sorry. Okay, you're not going to
leave. Grace.
I'm on the phone, Whitey.
Whitley.
Okay, Kimberly, talk fast.
It's Ron and Freddie. I mean, I've tried to be really, you know, mature about everything, but I'm not feeling mature
no,
right
stop,
now.
No, stop, sorry. Get him in, get him fed, get him out.
I lost my appetite. Well, I know this is childish, but all I can think about is Ron and Freddie in bed together.
Two pigs in a blanket.
Until I talked to you, Joni, I didn't realize I had my yin confused with my yang. That's why I ain't got nobody. Thank you, girl.
Hold, but Mr. Gaines,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried asking forgiveness of this animal you're eating?
Well, you want me to talk to this drumstick?
Just try it once.
Well, hello, and goodbye.
Joni, excuse me. Hey.
Hey.
I'm finished all my classes. I thought we could just hang out and rap. Okay. Me and you.
Joni, you were right.
Joni.
I have been in, you were right.
Joni.
I have been in denial. Denial about Lance and the whole thing.
Take this healing crystal. It'll help quiet your spirit.
Oh, thank you. How does it work?
Try putting it in your mouth.
Joni, can we go? I just
okay, one minute. Lena, your poetry, mind-blowing. Sort of, Maya Angelou meets Flava Flav.
Well, I try.
Your mother's amazing.
Oh, I know. She's always had a way with my friends. When I was young, she used to turn my sleepovers into protest rallies. She's so good at stirring things up.
So are you. I miss you.
Things have been very intense, Shazar. Especially now. It's strange, I thought I knew where I was heading, and then Joni shows up and...
You know, seeing Joni reminds me of the best of who you are.
Well, she was my role model, and I always planned to grow up to be just like her. She always told me, if you want something, you just go for it.
I couldn't agree more.
So, Freddy, why didn't we just go back to your room?
Well, you know, it's away from campus. We can be one-on-one without your little fan club.
Whoa, I'm sensing a little something here. Okay, sister, just let it out.
You're right, Joni. I'm sorry. Joni, I'm confused. I thought that I knew who I was, and I thought that I knew who I wanted to be with.
So why didn't you tell me about Ron?
You hate Ron, right? You hate him, and you'd rather that I'm with Shazza.
Sounds like your psyche's deeply divided.
Don't analyze me. Tell me what to do. Admit it, Joni. You hate my hair.
Whether you wear your hair natural or bald, whether you choose Ron or Shazza, I would never interfere.
I'm asking you to interfere.
Is that Kim? Jimmy? Kim? Hey, join us, sister.
Hey, Joni. Hi, Freddie.
Hey, Kim.
Listen, I don't want to disturb you guys. I know you haven't seen me.
Oh, nonsense. She's not disturbing us, is she, Freddie? Here, sit down, sister.
Of course not.
Come on. After all, you two are best friends. Which is why I moved to say something here. I'm feeling some unsisterly vibes.
Unsisterly vibes?
Communicate or suffer the karma.
It's ridiculous. We're fine, aren't we, Kimmy?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Let it out,
sister. Freddie, I know I said I was fine about you and Ron, but I'm not. I mean, not the way you've been sneaking around behind my back. Not the way you've treated our friendship. And friendship is still the right word.
All right. Okay, yes, now. Doesn't that feel better?
Yeah,
it does. Kim, wait, you and Freddie haven't... hugged.
That was cool, Joni. The way you didn't interfere.
Well, at least she's being honest.
Can I be honest with you? I am sick of calling you Joni.
We've always been best friends, more like sisters.
Yes, exactly. That's my problem. Don't you get it? It's like that movie, Chinatown. Mother, sister, mother, sister, mother, sister. Ow! Why did you come here?
Freddie,
I was going to take your order now. So impatient.
Do you know Freddie?
Oh, I've known her for years. Went to school with her. She's a little wee-woo, wee-woo.
I'm her mother. Oh, she's never talked to me like that before.
Oh. Miss Brooks. Miss Brooks.
There she was, kissing Shazza. And wearing the pearl earrings that I bought her. Real pearl earrings. I'm Ron Johnson. I'm the one that's supposed to do the two-timing, not her.
Better think again, man.
You know, I know what it is. It's bad karma for what I did to Kim.
Yeah, you reap what you sow, Ron. Come on.
Oh, sure. Cast the first stone after you ruined Byron's wedding.
Wait a minute. I got what I wanted, okay? What about you?
No, you're right. I'm gonna go get what I want. I'm gonna go have it out with Shazza.
Hey, no, you don't wanna do that. Shazza will drag you all over this campus. You don't wanna do it. Yes, he will, Ron. Now think about it. It's not all about Shazza. What do you want for Christmas? You want a black eye?
No. I want Freddy.
Then go get your woman, boy. Get on out of there.
You know, you're right. And I ain't coming back until I got it, baby.
Okay, that's my man.
Shoot. Well, at least I'm coming back with them real pearl earrings.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I just have one thing to say. I'm gonna break up with Ron. Kim, I just told you that I'm gonna break up with him.
I have just one question, okay? When did it happen between you and Ron? Oh, man.
Kim, it didn't, we weren't together until after you guys broke up.
Really?
Really? It's true. I'm telling you the truth. I know that I'm not acting like myself, and I've never been in a situation like this before, and I know that I'm not handling things very well. Today I let Shazza kiss me.
Oh, you're really on a roll.
Yes, I am. I'm rolling right downhill, and I'm hurting people, and I'm not being very nice, and I'm all messed up.
Oh, come on, Freddie, come on. All right, I hear you. I mean, you are a little messed up. But I still love you, okay?
Can we please be friends, Kim?
God, yes! Hey, you want to punch a pillow?
Don't make fun of my mother.
No, listen. I'm not trying to make fun of your mother. I mean, matter of fact, she was very helpful.
Yes. My mother was helpful, wasn't she?
I mean, if it wasn't for your mom,
we wouldn't even be talking.
Merry Christmas, Fred.
Merry Christmas, Kim.
Oh. Oh, my God.
What?
I gotta get your present out of the dumpster. I'll be right back.
Racist line. That T-zone is very susceptible to shock.
What do these look like to you?
It looks like a happy face. Here are the two eyes. A little red nose. Eyes. A little red nose. And the bacon makes a slight smile like the Mona Lisa.
Say, no, you twit. They're sunny side up. They're supposed to be scrambled.
Now they're scrambled.
Joni, I'm sorry. I'm
no,
so sorry.
No. I'm the one who should apologize. Oh, you needed a mother, not a psychologist. So I'm going to make it up to you, starting right now. I don't approve of Ron. My mother's intuition tells me he's nothing but a lifetime of trouble. Shazai's the man for you. There. Is that what you needed?
No, that's not what I want. Listen to me.
No, you listen. You listen to me. 22 years ago, your grandmother took one look at the black man I was in love with and told me I was making the biggest mistake of my life. When I was pregnant with you, she started wearing a black armband because she said your life would be like Vietnam, unwinnable. Well, I swore I was going to prove her wrong, that you would have more possibilities and choices than she ever dreamed of. So, sister, if you think I'm going to stand here and tell you what to do and who to be with, you are wrong. Just as my mother was wrong, just as anybody who tries to take away our choices is wrong.
So who in the hell do you want to be with?
You, I want to be with you.
Any objections?
Brother, as I always told Freddie, honey, if you want something in life, go for it.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Merry Christmas, baby.
I got you something.
No, you said no presents, Whitley.
I know, but...
You got me a computer?
Just a picture. Can't really get the computer yet, but that's the computer I would have gotten.
Ooh, and I would have loved it, baby. Thank you.
Actually, I think you're gonna have to wait a little longer than I anticipated for the computer because I was just recently fired.
On your first day? Oh, baby, it's all right. It's okay. Don't even worry about that. I know exactly what's going to cheer you up. Your present.
You got me one. I knew it.
Yes, I did. And you're going to love it. It's going to keep you warm all winter long.
We can't afford it.
Well, I couldn't leave it in the store. I couldn't. Sit down. Sit down.
I'm a princess.
That's right. Sit down. Close your eyes. Close. You can close my eyes. And
then
no,
close.
No peeking. Close your eyes. Your eyes aren't closed. No peeking.
I'm playing. Come on, we can do that later. Now, hand over the phone.
Okay, just keep your hands out.
Yeah. Oh, Pookie, it's beautiful.